Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, we have a new special protected class in America. If you are an anti-Semite, anti-Jewish hate monger, and you want to spew your garbage on campus, you cannot be touched. A new politically protected class, and this truly is what's going on here. Unbelievable over the weekend. Let's just start here. DC police were asked by George Washington University to clear the anti-Semite violent protesters off their campus. Okay, so the university has said, yes, we want them gone. This is not safe for people to, you know, come to campus on Monday. We need them cleared. This is incredible, okay? The police in D.C., the Washington, D.C. police, this is a left-wing city led by left-wingers, right? That's who the police answer to. The police rejected calls to clear the trespassers. And you want to know why?
Why? Got to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Because doing so could be bad publicity. Although the police were poised to disband the encampment at around 3 a.m., city officials in the police chief's and mayor's office told police to stand down and said it would look bad publicly for police to disrupt the protesters, the Washington Post reported. Well, wait, aren't they breaking the law, though? Well, yeah. So they just get to. Uh-huh. Why? This is what I keep pointing out on this show. There is a Chinese woman by the name of Lily Tang Williams. She is running for Congress. She was 5 years old at the time of Mao's revolution in China. And she's trying to tell people there is a word that they use during the revolution that roughly translates to the word woke. And she said, listen, at that time in China, there were 10 classes, okay? And everybody was assigned to a class, everyone in Chinese society. Five of the classes were oppressor classes, and five of the classes were oppressed classes. If you were in the oppressed class, you could do pretty close to whatever you wanted to anyone in the oppressor classes, including commit crimes against them, sometimes up to murder. You are watching that right now. That is what this is. The left, the Marxist left in D.C. has come to think of these violent, threatening anti-Semitic protesters as an oppressed class. They can't be touched. Laws cannot be applied to them. They get a literal pass. And she said that is what led to violence. She said she went to when she was a kid, she can remember going to a school. Most of the teachers there were in the oppressed class, but one of the teachers was labeled as being in the oppressor classes, and the students were allowed to beat her and to spit on her until she was dripping wet. They kicked her, they punched her, they beat her. None of the other teachers intervened. No charges, nothing. That's how their society worked. And she said, you don't know Americans because you didn't see it. I saw it. That is how Marxism works. And this is what you're watching right now at George Washington University. So listen to this. This gets nuts overnight, okay? So this is the new oppressed class. They can do whatever they want. Trespassing is fine. Anti-Semitism is fine. If the Jewish students have to stay home because they're scared, oh, well, because they're an oppressor class. This is how the left thinks. It's not how I think. This is how the left thinks. I'm explaining you what you're watching because it's so bizarre. Americans have no cultural reference point for this. This is what you're watching. So the police refused to remove them at the direction, obviously, of their Democrat liberal overlords. They cannot be touched. So you've got a university, think about this, Lee, calling the police going, help us. Remove these violent people. We want them off. They are breaking the law. They're trespassing. And the police are refusing to act.
I wonder who made that call. If that was the police chief that decided to make that response or if it was from the mayor of D.C.
It says city officials in the police chief's and mayor's office.
There you go.
Told police to stand down.
There you go.
Right. So obviously the police work for
right.
the politicians.
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't know what they personally believe. But what we do know what the police chief's and mayor's offices told them to do. Okay. So what do they do? Well, so they send the police in anyway, not to remove them, but just kind of to keep an eye on it. The police put up barricades, try to contain it, right? The students rip the police barricades down and riot because they're mad the police are there at all. They feel that they should be able to just do whatever they want. Take a listen to this from Fox News this morning, describing what happened next.
Live right now is George Washington University, where protests are happening as we speak. Protesters tearing down police barricades, and video shows protesters stacking those barricades and then planting a Palestinian flag in them.
So they were outraged that the police would even be there.
Kind of sounds like an insurrection to me.
Gosh, it does. And you know what?
And if you're planning a foreign sovereign, yep. Palestinian is not a sovereign nation. It's not recognized as such. But the flag of a foreign entity on American soil, that sort of sounds like an insurrection to me.
It does. And you know what this all is? This is liberal privilege. They have extreme liberal privilege. You can break laws. Mm-hmm. You can call off the police. You can harass people for being Jewish.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And you can recruit for terror groups. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
No, rewind. This to me was the most insane thing this weekend. This is at NYU, okay? The NYU encampment organizers are encouraging protesters to join the Hamas Resistance Network. Wait. They encourage their followers to get plugged into a Telegram channel that routinely recruits for and promotes Hamas and other terror organizations. So they are openly calling for people to go to the Hamas, Join Hamas Now website. It's called the Resistance News Network. An account which advertised communications from Hamas's commander-in-chief, Mohammed Deif, who lauded and advertised the October 7th massacres of Israel and encouraged people to take up arms. So what we have here, I mean, here we are, what, it's 2024, all these years after 9/11. And people are openly recruiting for terror organizations on our soil, on our campuses, and the police, in the case of George Washington University, will not even remove them. They have perfect liberal privilege. Now, let's go back and listen to a clip from last week, shall we? Christopher Wray, who infiltrated Catholic churches, including recruiting a choir director to spy for him, arrest peaceful people praying, actual peaceful protesters outside of abortion clinics. One of them they tried for 10 years in prison. The jury went, "You're insane. Forget this." Christopher Wray, are you sure? You applied threat tags to moms who spoke out at school board meetings. Are you monitoring this mess where they're openly recruiting for terrorist organizations? Are you paying attention to that, Mr. Head of the FBI?
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned.
Okay, so we're not even going to act till violence ensues, and I guess they'll just go right on recruiting for terror orgs. I mean, they're not even hiding their connections. They're not even hiding it.
Just willfully not doing their duty here.
Yeah. We're moving real fast toward acceptance of the idea of terror organizations in America, recruiting for terror organizations in America, and being openly anti-Semitic.
But then you'll have conspiracy theories about white supremacists and militia groups that are the
biggest threat to America. Right. Look, we condemn those here, obviously, me and you. I mean, that's if they're there, take them out. If they've got violent, you know, intentions, or just, you know, expose them is what I like to do. But here's the thing. This is actual terror recruitment. Over the weekend, did you see this? Democrats put out, sent their apologists out to explain, hey, yeah, we're sort of anti-Semitic now, but we're stressed because of COVID.
No,
it's not our fault. See, we're stressed because of COVID, and that's why we're anti-Semitic.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear any more COVID excuses from anybody.
I know,
any politician, any corporation, any citizen. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it.
So, oh, well, wait till you hear this. Yes. Excuse our anti-Semitism. We're still a little stressed from COVID. Do you remember back when they were accusing Trump of being an anti-Semite?
Oh, yeah. Kind of funny that, you know, he's got very close ties in his family to a lot of Jewish people.
Yeah, so. His daughter's Jewish.
Yeah.
Son-in-law is Jewish, made him a prominent part of the administration. And now the Democrats are like, hey, yeah, we're a little anti-Semitic. No big deal, though. We're still stressed from COVID. So please excuse our anti-Semitism. And I guess our violence. And we're just getting started this morning.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.